Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction teacher trainer, coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share life-changing wisdom about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law to build a foundation for bigger and bolder manifesting results. It is time to create the life you deserve, and with Solara's help, you will.
How to step into the version of you who already has everything you desire right now. Welcome back to Manifesting Made Easy with myself, Solara Starr. And today we are diving into a seriously mind-expanding topic, parallel realities. If you've ever wondered, what if I had have made a different choice? Where would I be now? You are going to love this episode. Because here's the thing. Those alternative versions of you absolutely exist. And yep, they exist right now. And in this episode, I'm going to show you how to shift into the reality where your biggest, most heartfelt dreams are already happening. So you may want to grab a cuppa and get comfy so we can dive straight on in. But first of all, what on earth are parallel realities? Is this kind of like this woo-woo stuff, the white socks and sandals brigade? Absolutely not. This is something very beautiful, very powerful, and available to every one of us, no matter what shoes and socks we wear. And we're going to start with the basics. So parallel realities are the idea that there are infinite versions of you, each living a slightly or dramatically different life. So every choice that you make, every belief that you hold, every action you take is aligning you with a specific version of yourself. It's pretty mind-blowing, right? And here is where it gets exciting. You don't have to be stuck in your current reality. You can actually shift into a different one. I know this isn't some kind of weird shape-shifting episode, unfortunately, that I can teach you how to close your eyes, tap your feet, and you're gonna magic yourself into a different reality. It's learning how to shift realities to the version of you who is healthy, who is deeply loved, who is thriving in your purpose. It's about shifting into that version of you that already exists and really getting a taste of that version of you. And I'm going to show you how to tap into that. So let's have a little chat first of all about the kind of science, the energy conversation behind all of this. And many of you have been listening to me for some time. You'll know I need things grounded, I need things practical. If we're talking too many big words in complicated sentences, you're going to lose me. So I'm going to keep it as simple as possible. In quantum physics, and if you're not sure what that is, I have done an episode on that, so have a little hunt through the previous episodes. There is something called the many worlds interpretation, which basically suggests that every single possible outcome exists in a separate branch of reality. So you can imagine this like standing at a crossroads. One path leads you to a life where you said yes to an opportunity, and another path leads you to a life where you said no. And both versions exist, just in different realities. And while science is still exploring this, we can look at all of this through the lens of manifestation and energy alignment. Your thoughts, your emotions, and your beliefs determine the frequency that you are vibrating at, and of course the lens in which you are viewing your world through. And that frequency dictates which reality you're tuning into. So in other words, the lens in which you view the world through, depending on how you're feeling, will determine the reality that you're tuning into. So it's same thing, just said in slightly different way. And if you want to shift into a different version of your life, it's important that you shift your frequency first, that you shift your emotions, that you change how you're feeling. How you're feeling very, very much determines what you see in your reality and how you react and you respond. And how you react and respond determines the timeline that you find yourself on, the reality that you find yourself living in. So how do we actually shift into the reality where our dreams are already happening? Okay, here's a few ways to do this. First of all, it is important to believe that this is possible. What you believe to be true becomes true for you. So what you can start doing is start aligning your identity. You can't just manifest a new reality while clinging to the old idea and the old version of you. If you see yourself as someone who struggles, who has bad luck, who is unworthy, who never gets what they want, then you're going to be locked into that version of reality. So the first step is shifting into embodying the identity of the version of you who has already got what you want. So you ask yourself, who am I in my desired reality? You can ask yourself, how does that version of me think? How does that version of me feel? How does that version of me act differently? Now, these are very, very important questions to ask because you have the opportunity to tune into a version of you that's completely different to the version of you right now. Of course, it's still the you and the kindness and the compassion and all those other good things. So you're not like a completely different person. But the person that you want to be or are becoming will think very differently to the version of you now. Will believe that anything is possible. Will believe that life wants you to be wealthy and healthy and wise. That version of you wakes up in the morning and sees the brand new day as an opportunity. That version of you sees challenges as an opportunity for growth and not an obstacle. That version of you looks for the learning, looks for the lessons. That version of you sees challenges as an opportunity to make you stronger, wiser, more compassionate, kinder. That version of you is willing to think differently. And that version of you feels differently about themselves. That version of you respects yourself more than what you do now. That version of you has a different feeling around challenges and obstacles. That version of you is excited to embrace what it takes to make your manifestations and your dreams into your reality, to bring them in. That version of you acts differently. That version of you has a different routine, eats differently, stands differently, talks differently, surrounds themselves with different types of people. That version of you does things differently. And our job is to tune into that version of us and start to align to that version, start embodying that identity of that version of you by beginning to do some of the things that future you already does piecemeal. Like, you know, we're not going to just change our diet overnight or all of a sudden wake up happy, clappy Pollyanna and thinking differently. But we can change one thing at a time. And every time we change something, we are aligning ourselves more and more to that version of us. So in other words, we're kind of collapsing timelines, if you like, and we are not only tuning into a possible reality, but we are becoming that. We're steering ourselves towards that. So these questions are important. Like, what decisions does that version of you make? That's important. You know, does that version of you have healthy boundaries? Does that version of you put up with things that leave you feeling hurt and disempowered? Or does that version of you, as I said before, see it as an opportunity, but put the healthy boundaries in place and learn how to communicate kindly with compassion, but still honoring and respecting yourself at the same time? So as I said earlier, Every reality has a frequency, and that reality that we're talking about now vibrates on a higher frequency, a more expanded frequency. So it's a bit like a radio station. If you want to experience abundance and love and success, then you tune into that frequency. There's no point in saying, I want to listen to, I don't know, Breeze Radio, and, you know, all the while you'll keep tuning into Classic FM. Well, that's not going to happen. So this is where we then strengthen the connection with that version of us. If you were already abundant, how would you feel? Oh, you might feel a sense of relief. Oh, thank heavens for that. Gosh, how else would you feel? Oh, I'd feel so excited because it means that all those projects that I want to do, I can do. I can look after myself more. I can eat healthier. I can travel the world. It would feel good. It would feel exciting and expansive and inspiring. And just as we are sharing this, you're going to start to feel that right now. So you're tapping into, through your feelings, that version of you. You can start to feel that now by asking yourself, if I was already abundant, how would I feel? And as you just allow yourself to go to this expansive, exciting space, and you play with this energy, and you answer that question, that's when the timelines collapse even more. Also, if you were in the best relationship of your life, how would you show up? Well, yeah, I would show up being more playful and joyful, and I'd feel way more connected and loving, and communicate in an empowered yet gentle way. And again, you can embody that now. Just by thinking about this, what I've noticed a lot of people do is that when I ask them a question like this in my coaching practice, if you were in your best relationship of your life right now, how would you show up? Do you know most people default to what they don't want when they answer that question and are very good and well-versed at it? Well, it'd be very different to the crap that I'm putting up now and being spoken to like SHIT by X, Y, and Z, and go into activating and energizing the timeline they're trying to escape from. So this, my friends, is so important. If you are in the best relationship of your life, how would you show up? Focus on where you're going, not where you're coming from. And if you don't know what that would be like, think of somebody who has what you want and notice the good in them that inspires you, and use them as almost a mirror to help you tune into that. If you were confident and successful, what decisions would you make? I wouldn't be as cautious. I'd give more. I would share more of the abundance in different ways. I would go to those business meetings or leave my job and go and interview for jobs that will light me up even more. I mean, these are just examples, right? I'd make decisions not to put up with people or situations that make me feeling less than. Now, we're not going to say that, but you can go to the opposite. Surround myself with people that believe in me. I'd do a course. I would learn, I'd grow. I would invest in a coach or a mentor. What would you do if you were confident and successful? And what are some of these things that you can start doing now to collapse that timeline? You can start to reach into some of the things that version of you does and start doing them now to realign, to align yourself to the reality that you want to experience. So you don't have to wait for your reality to change to feel different. You feel different first, and then your reality catches up. And of course, we always hear about, you know, the importance of taking action. Yes, it's very, very important. You can't just sit there and expect everything just to land in our lap. It doesn't happen. We'll be waiting forever and just be skeletons on a sofa by the end of it. And it's not about forcing things to happen, pushing, forcing, trying to make things happen through fear or impatience. It's about moving in the direction of your desired reality with intention, with grace, with patience. And if you don't have those qualities right now, then you can pop that on your manifestation list. That's what I did. I'm going to manifest learning how to be more patient. And I was affirming I am patient and I trust that the universe has my back. I trust that everything I desire is coming to me in the perfect time and space sequence. I show the universe what I want in form of thoughts in my mind. And I say, universe, you see this. I would love this, but if you've got something better for me, I'll definitely have that instead. So I'm not limiting or narrowing my focus. I'm leaving it up to the universe because the universe does know better and I'm willing to do the work to get there. I'm willing to start paying attention to my thoughts, start reading and learning things that can help me to show up differently in life. Because if you always do what you've always done, yep, you'll always get what you've always got. So this is doing something different in order to get different results. The universe is going to start presenting you with opportunities. Some of them will, on the surface, some of them will be really exciting. And others on the surface might seem like, oh my gosh, like I asked the universe for this. And why did I get something the opposite of? And the universe is going to give us opportunities to clear along the way as well. And I think this is very important to remember. You know, that we don't just get things handed to us on a plate. No, we're not here just to be lazy takers. The universe isn't here to enable us. We're here to work, to earn our fulfillment, to appreciate the work that we've done. So that when we get the results that we want, we keep them. Because we've worked hard to get them. So the universe will start presenting you with opportunities. Your job is to say yes to them. Yes, 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 yes. Not everything, of course. You know, will you look after great Aunt Nellie while I go away for a month? No. Unless it's family, of course, different circumstances. But just as an example, you can start making small shifts right now that align with your reality. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, start showing up as one. I remember when I was first starting my business, if I wanted a serious business, I needed to take my business seriously. Consistency and dedication. And that's what I did. Eventually, I got this massively successful business, which I worked hard at every hour that God sent, blood, sweat, and tears to get there. And I did it. If you want deep love, start embodying that. Start becoming that for yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I'm really proud of you. Despite everything that you've been through, you're still showing up. You're still willing to learn. You're still willing to grow. And I'm proud of your determination and your focus. Become your own cheerleader. Give yourself that pep talk that you wish you had have had. Tell yourself that you are here, that you have your back, and that you're proud of yourself. So right now, just imagine that version of you who is already living the life that you desire. And just see them as best you can in your mind's eye. Not everybody has visualization as their superpower. Some people have feeling, more sentient, and that's great. So tune into how would that feel like. Imagine the version of you is already living the life that you desire. How does that version of you feel? Feel them in your body. Notice where they are, what are they doing, how are they feeling. And for this bit, I highly recommend that if you're driving, you pause and you do this when you're at home or you're in a place where you can just let go. Because now I'm going to say, step into the shoes of that version of you. Feel what they feel. Breathe how they breathe. This is you. This version of you exists right now. Now ask yourself, what message does this version of me have for me in this moment? You may get some words that come into mind. You may get a feeling. You may not get anything at this point, but something might come later on in a dream or through somebody or the radio. And just let yourself receive these messages. So my friends, parallel realities, they are real. And the beautiful thing is you don't have to wait for years to shift into the one that you want. You can start shifting today, right now, by changing your beliefs, by aligning your energy with tapping into that version of you and noticing what they feel and how they move and how they breathe. And also taking inspired action. If that version of you eats a healthier diet, start eating a healthier diet. If that version of you puts boundaries in place because you're wrung out like a sponge, put boundaries in place. Or if you don't know how to do that, learn how to do that. Find a way. Download the program in your mind that helps you learn how to do that. I read books, I listen to books, I follow people on Instagram and all these so I can learn. If you're not following me on Instagram, I'd love for you to follow me and reach out. Let me know how you're finding this podcast and other podcasts. If you're new, it's lovely to have you here. I do work one-to-one with clients. If that's something you feel drawn to, feel free to reach out. I'd love to have a chat. It's usually free, a confidential consultation. I don't work with everybody, but I do like to have a chat to see if I can help you. I really want to help you up level. So remember, you don't have to wait years to shift. You can start shifting today, right now, by changing your beliefs, aligning your energy, like I said. And if you've loved this episode, I would love to hear your biggest takeaway. So like I said, you can send me a DM on Instagram or you can leave a review for me here on whatever platform you're listening to or send me a message. If you want to dive deeper, like I said, and receive personal coaching, you can book the free consultation. I'll make sure I put the link in the show notes. I would love to help you shift into the reality where you're thriving. That's my mission. Remember, your dream life isn't far away. It already exists. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. It's been lovely to be with you. And I look forward to sharing more wisdom very, very soon. So keep an eye out for the next episode and you'll get notification if you subscribe to my podcast. Take care for now.
Thanks for listening. Solara Star will be back next week with great insights into the law of attraction. In the meantime, please visit solarastar.com.